Have you ever been caught color-coding your closet and claimed to have obsessive-compulsive disorder? Maybe what you claim to be OCD is just a case of neatness. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. While keeping all clothes sorted by color may seem strange to some, this behavior is really not that unusual. And it's far removed from the true debilitating nature of obsessive-compulsive disorder. Allison Dotson, author of Being Me with OCD, points out that the illness isn't quirky or cute. She believes using the term OCD correctly would help people begin to acknowledge its seriousness and complexity. While it is true that some cases of OCD increase desires for neatness, the underlying mental aspect of OCD sets it apart from normal cleanliness. With OCD, there are obsessions, unwanted thoughts, impulses, or images that repeat in a person's mind, and compulsions, acts that a person repeats in order to get rid of these obsessions. Although there are no cures for OCD, there are ways to manage its symptoms. Many people with OCD are slow to seek treatment because OCD has become synonymous with words like clean or organized, qualities most would say are good. So, next time you're caught lining up the items on your desk and consider claiming you are OCD, think about the true nature of the disease and reconsider your choice of words. However, if you are suffering anxiety related to intrusive thoughts and feel compelled to complete certain behaviors, seek help. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.